case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Damn it, now I'm thinking about it.
You're sweating?
I'm thinking about it now.
You're sweating about dishes in the sink?
Come on, Riggs. You were...
It's not about the dishes, man. It's about my damn shirts. I've been wearing the wrong shirts.
It's about your deodorant.
I don't think it's about my deodorant.
Then we need to get you the... What's the business that... You can literally, they can stop your sweat glands.
Oh, the Botox. They give you like Botox in your
armpit. And it's supposed to stop your sweating if you have sweater shoes.
Well, the homeboy needs it, man.
That's a thing. It's like a thing people do
now. I know
it
is. I should maybe do that. Should I get Botox in my armpits?
We got a client that does it.
Okay.
I feel like I'm sweating. I've had sweating problems for a while, and I thought the problem was polyester shirts.
And I was
that's another problem in itself.
Well, listen,
it's got nothing to do with the sweating, right?
Off the air, Riggs and I were talking about his polyester shirts.
Yeah.
And he was saying that his sweating issue that has been going on for literally years has finally done. But that was 40 minutes ago, and now your pits are sweaty as hell. What's going on?
Well, first of all, the air's not even all the way turned down. It's halfway to heat.
There's a hell to the not right there.
Bro.
God bless.
Good push.
Yeah, I had to come out.
Okay. So, turn the air down a little.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
thank you.
Let me help you very much.
That's turn the air down
a
little bit.
Yeah,
that feels nicer. Nice. But also, I'm thinking about it more, which makes me sweat more because thinking about it just adds to it.
100%.
And the anxiety in my head is like, oh, keep going with it. Now I'm sweating because I'm thinking about sweating and it's making it worse.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, brain. Appreciate it, brain.
Man.
I had a hell of a day shopping yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because Cyber Monday, you know, they try to get you in the store with crazy deals. So I was in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kohl's, here I come, baby.
Nice.
And let me tell you something. I was loving the 20% off your entire purchase coupon I found online. Thank you.
Nice.
It was giving me all the feels.
Hell yeah.
Until I got rung up and I saved $258 on my receipt.
Yes.
That's how much I said. You know, at the bottom it goes, you saved.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hell to the yes.
I only spent like $100. I saved $258. However, as I'm walking out of the store, beep, beep, and I'm like, oh, damn. So I turn around. The chick's like, just dump it all out. There's clearly a sensor on there. So I dump out my, like, 12 items that I got for, like, nothing. And
come
I'm like,
on.
Oh, here it is. It's on a Lauren Conrad shirt that you didn't, that you missed on clearance.
Oh, there you go.
So she goes, oh, I never miss those. Takes it off, and
never.
I leave. I get home. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
There was another one still on another piece of clothing that didn't make the thing go off.
Those are the worst.
So now you're doubly screwed.
I'm going to go back to Kohl's now and get it, the second one taken off. As the woman said to me, I never miss these things. Two. And why didn't the one go off when I walked by the sensor?
What the hell?
What was that about?
I have a friend that had one of those on a white dress shirt. That tried to take it off on his own.
No.
He thought, surely I can get it off with some pliers, pairs
typical
of pliers.
Man, you idiot.
So he tries to pry them, of course, ink all over the place.
That's why they... Even if you don't have ink, you'd rip the shirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let's say it didn't have ink inside
of
it.
No, it started leaking ink all over the shirt.
Idiots,
ruined
man.
His shirt. Yeah, he was dumb. You got a hell to the no? You can always text it to 71037. We will read those. Or we can talk if you want to.
Can someone take me back to Kohl's in a few minutes?
Yes. Take the tags off. 71037, you can text us. Like somebody said, someone said, the same thing happened to me with a security tag this weekend at the children's place on a pair of 12 to 18-month-old size pants.
Oh.
Which is so little.
The security tag was as big as the pants, and it was still forgotten.
Come on, man.
Granted, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They're probably busy this weekend with heavy shopping.
The crazy part of my story is that I set off the sensor.
They took off the
sensor, and I still got back through with another sensor still on another piece of clothing. I don't even know how that happened.
Come on, man.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's the crazy part of my story.
Yeah, that's right. 799-1037. What's your name?
This is Ashley.
You got a hell to the gnaw?
I got two of them.
Oh, God. What happened?
It's a bad Tuesday in her world.
What happened?
So, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, the heat went out in my building. The whole heat. Like, everybody's in it.
Oh, no.
So then Wednesday, I get space heaters, try plugging that up. It blows out all my outlets in my kitchen. So for 4 days, I have no fridge to use and no stove.
That's where all your food is, man.
Yeah.
So when did they fix it? The landlord?
Yesterday.
Oh.
A week?
Yeah.
Is there someone she can report that to? I mean, can't be. Is that even?
Are they going to reimburse you for all the food that probably went bad?
No.
No?
Oh, come on.
No.
Hell, oh, man.
To the no.
I'd be calling one of those legal guys.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's unreal.
I don't know what David Gruber does, if he does that kind of law, but I'd maybe make him one call for that guy. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I'm
going to
try and move soon.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to move. Yeah. Screw them, I'm moving. That's one way to solve it.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. So many people are texting in about having security tags left on things.
Oh my, so I'm not the only
no,
one.
You're not the only one.
This is an epidemic, no. And I will take it on. Thank you very much.
So when I purchased earbuds, giant sensor, it was missed. So maybe this is two of those in retail. Double and triple check those damn sensors.
Come on, man.
When did they come back?
Now I got to check my own bag?
Yes.
How did this happen?
It's part of the process.
Oh, God.
Or they should discount you for doing that part of the job.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, right?
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.